Hi, Kesu.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Taylor Swift, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are so glad you called this morning.
I'm glad you guys picked up.
Well, we do. We pick up. Sometimes we get blown off and they don't call. And Dolly Parton really hurt Tony's feelings one time. She called the
I'm sure she didn't mean to. I'm sure that was just a misunderstanding because I've heard she's like spot on.
She is spot on, and she called the next day. I think Tony was off on the day. So, hey, thanks a lot for calling, Taylor.
You're welcome.
Taylor, of course, you're going to be live in concert at the Tyson Event Center on Sunday, June 29th. Could kind of give us a preview of what's to come at the Tyson Event Center.
Well, it's going to be really, really fun. I mean, it's a headlining show, so I get to play for, you know, an hour to 90 minutes. So it'll be really fun to be able to pull out almost every song on the album and, you know, it's just always fun to get out there and not have a time limit. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And, of course, we have a lot of local interest with your show coming to the Tyson Event Center. If you recall, you were in a little video called Picture to Burn.
A little video.
I was.
And there was a really hunky guy named Justin Sandy who went to East High School here in Sioux City. He played.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he played the role of your ex-boyfriend, Picture to Burn. So in the role, you probably didn't like him much, but he's a pretty nice
guy. Justin was awesome. He was so cool. Every girl was walking around set, like, drooling over him.
People here are happy to see that he got some, time on your video there. And another guy with some local ties went to North High is Grant Michelson, who's in your band.
I know. I love Grant. He is incredible. He's been one of my band members since he's been with me the longest. And so he's been with me from, you know, like radio tour when we were playing tiny little shows for free. And, stayed on tour with George Strait. He was with us. And, you know, he just has been unbelievable. And I'm so lucky to have people like that around me.
So you're telling me that the show you're doing on the 29th, you're not playing for free?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check on that.
She hopes not, and so does Grant, her guitarist. Tickets are hard to come by, Taylor.
That's really awesome. You know, I just can't believe all this stuff has happened and that, you know, the shows are selling out and the CD's still number one. It's like, it's blowing my mind, really.
Okay, now your ACM performance, we got to talk about that because that had to take guts to do the water performance.
Thank you. It was the most fun I've ever had on stage, and I came up with it in middle school.
How did you talk them into it?
I literally acted it out on the bus for one of the producers, and I got a black hoodie from the back of my bus, and I had a stool that I was sitting on, and I had my guitar, and I pretended to throw it, and I taught it, and I told them all the different transactions and transitions I wanted to do, and I told them about the wardrobe change I wanted to do really fast. And then I was like, oh, at the end, can we have water come down on the game stuff?
So you hooked him in, and as you're reeling him into the boat, you said, oh, and by the way, a bunch of water on your stage with electrical lights and equipment going on.
And he was like, yeah, we can do that.
And also at the ACMs, you gave some nice love to your mom. And really, good job to your mom and dad. Did a great job because it seems like, you know, you're obviously one of the hottest acts in country music. And it seems to me, just by appearance alone, like you really have a good head about you and you seem very grounded.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Now, is that due to your folks?
Completely. They're amazing people. I'm so lucky to have parents that were willing to just get up and move across the country because their daughter had a huge crazy dream, you know? It's like, I can never repay them for that and for believing in me and for always empowering me and making me feel like my dreams were valid and were things that I could actually end up accomplishing one day.
And you did accomplish them, and I'm feeling really, well, quite under the bar now, because your folks raised the bar, because I just have bleacher butt from sitting at baseball games, Taylor.
So. Oh, that's important, too.
Yeah, it is.
I just was never good at anything like that.
Okay, I got to ask you a dumb girly question.
Oh, that should be good.
And I'm not real girly, but your clothes are awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have somebody that dresses you?
I have a stylist, and her name's Sandy, and she'll, like, if I'm going to be on TV and stuff, she'll pull a bunch of dresses and stuff, because she knows what I like to wear. She knows what kinds of things that I, you know, love. I love dresses. I love sundresses and stuff like that. So she'll pull stuff like that, and she'll have it all on a rack, and we get to kind of choose which ones we want to wear. But, you know, for everyday life, I just, you know, I shop at, like, Forever 21 and get $20 shirts and... No, $20 shorts and, like, $9 tops. That's what I'm wearing right now.
And kind of a nice little twist, a lot of country stars are kind of being raised on American Idol and Nashville Star. You kind of did it the old-fashioned way, and you wrote songs at an early age, and you wrote about songs that, and topics that you really could relate to.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I was too young to be on American Idol when I was, you know, first trying to do this, so I just didn't go that route because of that. But, you know, it was really cool to get to be a songwriter first, and that happened for 2 years, and just kind of work behind the scenes every single day after school and, you know, learn how to play guitar and write all my own songs. And I'm lucky enough to be on a record label that lets me do that. So, you know, I'm very blessed.
And, of course, lots of exciting things happening for you. I heard you're in a Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, like, a lot of my younger fans will come through the meet and greet lines with, like, Hannah Montana shirts, and I'm like, ha. I get to be in that movie.
Ride the coattails. What the heck, Taylor?
Well, it's cool, you know? Like it's just so crazy how big it is and how, like, Miley's so dynamic that everyone's just, like, you know, as her friend, I'm kind of in awe of her, too, because she's so insanely talented at 15, and I'm so happy for everything she's doing, and it's like, yeah, if you want me to be in your movie, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Now, have you written any songs for Hannah Montana?
Possibly.
Something we might hear in the future? Or something we've heard in the past that your friendship
Nothing that you've heard in the past. I'm so excited about it, though. I'm possibly more excited about this possible thing than I am about the cameo.
Okay, can you tell us any more about the possible thing that possibly...
I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, because it's like, you know, my publicist will, like, kick me if I tell you too much.
Okay. Well, when you're out of danger from your publicist kicking you, then give us a call
and
give us the skinny, will ya?
Escape from her and run.
Next week, you'll be on TRL on MTV, which is kind of uncharted territory for a lot of country artists.
Well, you know, it's really crazy to go on TRL because it's really fun and it's awesome and it's MTV. The last time I was on there, I, you know, wore cowboy boots. So I'm a country artist, and that should not be confused. And I don't think the cool thing about it is that it's not confused, and they know I'm a country artist, and they want me there anyway, which is cool.
Taylor Swift in concert, June 29th, Tyson Event Center. We're so happy to have you come to town.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you guys.
Well, one other question. Who you dating, Taylor?
I'm not dating anybody. I don't have time.
I had to ask. You don't have time. Yeah, there's time for that.
You're dating the music, right, Taylor?
I am married to music. I have a second record to make.
Thank you so much, Taylor. You have a great day, and thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you so much.